Now, Coach Berkman, on demand from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the post-game shows live from Seagull Stadium on the campus of Salisbury University, joined now by head coach Jim Berkman. Coach, thank you for joining us. First of all, congratulations on your induction into the National Lacrosse Hall of Fame. I know it's a few months ago, but...
Thank you. It was a great honor for our program.
Certainly well-deserved, well-earned. But back to this game, early on, your offense really dominated in possession, had some issues converting on those possessions, but still kept Frostburg from really getting into their own offensive end too many times. Was that really by design, or is that just how it worked out?
Well, you know, we dominated the game possession-wise. We dominated the game in shots, 60-21. You know, we played great today other than our shooting. I thought, you know, we couldn't have played any harder. You know, they only cleared 50% of the time. Our ride was outstanding. We had numerous opportunities. You know, we ran into two things. We didn't shoot very well today. We ran a little bit of a hot goaltender that really was seeing the ball in the second half when we were dominating. And we outshot them 60-21. They only had 8 shots at halftime. You know, they got a couple goals there at the end on man up, and we made a couple subs and let some other kids into games. But, you know, when you shoot the ball that many times, you got to score more than 10. But obviously, I'm happy with the effort. I was really pleased, you know, with the Preston Dabbs in the first half of 8-9 in the faceoff. So, you know, we're going to need that going forward with Chris being hurt, but you know, I thought our defense was outstanding. You know, they really struggled to get to the goal, you know, at all on us today. But you know, you got to shoot a little bit better than that. Shooting 10 for 61 is not going to win you a lot of big games.
Does end up being enough to get this win, and a lot of those shots did go high. What do you do to correct that? That sort of thing. I saw a lot of those shots would go high. It seemed like the release was a bit high for a lot of different players. Is there anything you can do as a coach?
Well, you know, obviously we got to be a little bit more disciplined in our shooting. The whole thought was today that we wanted to go shooting from overhand, but putting the ball down at his feet. And, you know, in the fourth quarter when we broke him open there a little bit with those three goals, they were basically all at his feet at that point. And it was just kind of frustrating that we waited so long to shoot the ball down at his ankles.
And how big is a win like this? You do open your conference schedule with this win against Frostburg. There are some big teams in this conference. How important is it to get this win and, you know, maybe make these mistakes early on in the season so you have time to correct them?
Well, obviously this is a conference game, and that's extremely important down the road. And, This is a good Frostburg team, even though it's you know, his fifth year as coach there. Most of the kids that we're playing in this game today are all juniors and seniors who have started every game for most of them 2 and 3 years and have a lot of experience. They have good size, you know, and then they got a keeper that got hot today. You know, and when a goalie gets that hot and is seeing the ball that well, you know, he can really keep a team in the game as he did today.
Your offense is you can look down the stat sheet, you see there's not one particular player that steps up and scores all of your goals. We saw a little bit of that with Frostburg, with Ryan Serio scored 17 goals for them coming into this game. There were 3 different players coming into today for your squad that scored in double digits this season. And then you get a hat trick from Brandon Kendrick. Is that part of the plan? You just kind of, whoever gets hot, shoots?
Oh, no, I think, you know, that's what they were giving us today. I mean, they were letting the middies get to the goal a little bit, and Brennan did a good job of getting some opportunities on that second midfield line. You know, it's not like the first line didn't have a lot of opportunities. If you look at the first 3 midfielders, they had 18 shots but only produced 3 goals. You know, if they shoot halfway decent today, you know, they each would have had 2 or 3 too. But, you know, I think Donovan had 10 shots today. I think Fitzy had 9 shots. Greg Corvin had 4 shots. That's a lot of shots for a first midfield line. And usually on any given day, if those guys get that many shots, we'd be looking at 6 to 7 goals. But BK shot the ball well. He got a lot of opportunities. But, you know, that second line can score too. I mean, that's, you know, Tommy Cirillo's got another goal today and hit one off the pipe. And Brady DeShields had a couple of nice assists in there. You know, so, you know, there's a lot of people that can get it done, and that makes it harder for that people to defend us.
And coming into this game, I just mentioned a couple minutes ago about Ryan Serio really kind of being their goal threat. Was your plan ahead of time to just shut him down, maybe shut down that top line for Frostburg, or was it just, you know, kind of see how it works? Because what we saw throughout the game, especially after the first quarter, is your defense really stepped up all across the field, making it very difficult for Frostburg to move the ball.
Yeah, well, we were playing, you know, we were extending a little bit on him, but we have good individual matchups. You know, Sierra got three goals today to his credit, but, you know, all three of them were ones that were, you know, on the backside or on two man up goals with a minute left in the game, too. They weren't beating Josh Martin, who shut him down one on one and did a real good job defending in the 6-on-6 situation. But, you know, we're a team that's got a lot of different weapons, and on any given day, it seems that a different guy in those top eight or nine can step up and have a big day. But also, you know, is today, you know, a lot of different guys did it to get the 10 goals. You know, there was eight different scorers, I believe, that got the 10 goals.
All right, so finish this game next up on Tuesday, War on the Shore. Anything special you might do for War on the Shore, or is it just another game for these guys?
Well, I mean, you know, we got to play Seagull lacrosse. We obviously got to shoot better than we did today. And if we can get the same kind of effort on defense and riding and a great effort from Preston at the X, because they got a good faceoff guy, you know, it's going to be a battle. You know, they beat Ohio Wesleyan 10-8 today, so they're coming into the game, I believe, 5-0. We're 7-0. We're ranked third. I think they're probably going to be ranked fifth this week. So it's two of the top teams in the country, and it's for the Charles Clark Cup. And, you know, we'll be anxious and, you know, ready to play on Tuesday night.